panic selling has stopped in Japan. What's going on?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Japanese stocks jumped 5% today after falling 10% yesterday. Is that all about government involvement in the markets? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow is down 75 points at 11,780. The Nasdaq down about 0.4%, and the S&P 500 down about 0.5%. The government said this morning that builders broke ground last month on the fewest homes in almost 2 years. Now let's get to the situation in Japan. Emergency workers are still trying to cool reactors at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Toyota says it'll keep its factories there closed for at least another week. But the Japanese stock market had a big rebound today. It's up 5%. Let's get more on that from Richard DeKayser, economist at the Parthenon Group. He's with us live now from Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on? Did Japanese investors suddenly decide they made a big mistake in selling their stocks over the last couple of days?
I think that's part of the story. You know, the market was off 18% since the tsunami hit, and I think realistically, that's overdoing it for what should be a long-term factor. But also, I think the central bank, Japanese central bank, has indicated it's going to be buying some securities. And I think by pulling out all the stops once again, that's also heartened investors.
And I think to the tune of something like $700 billion. Richard, with these stocks fluctuating wildly and the central bank pumping in a ton of money, I have to say it sounds somewhat like what happened here a few years ago with the financial crisis. Are there similarities?
There are. Number one similarity is that both responses were in the context of what appeared to be an outright panic. Where they differ, however, is that back in 2008, when the U.S. Central Bank first started intervening in a very big way, we were essentially looking at the collapse of the financial system. Major financial institutions were going down. In Japan's case, I think they're principally responding to a short-term event, not a cratering financial system.
Richard DeKayser, economist at the Parthenon Group, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, it looks like the government here in the U.S. will keep running, at least for a few more weeks. The House passed another stopgap budget measure yesterday. It's expected to be approved by the Senate and signed by the president this week. For more on this, we're joined now from Washington by the chair of the Senate Budget Committee, Democratic Senator Kent Conrad. Good morning.
Good morning.
How long can these short-term budget measures continue?
Well, they shouldn't continue much longer because it's an incredibly inefficient way to run any large entity, certainly the federal government.
Well, you're one of the six senators who's in this gang of six that may be the best hope, some think, for getting some kind of a compromise on the budget. Are tax increases on the table in that group?
We're borrowing 40 cents of every dollar that we spend. That means if you tried to do this just on the spending side of the ledger, you'd have to cut everything 40%. Social Security, Medicare, defense, that's just not realistic. Revenue is low, expenditures are high, both have to be addressed.
How important do you think it is that this gets solved this year before we get into a presidential election year?
I think it's critically important. The kind of long-range, comprehensive arrangement that is clearly needed, it's just unlikely to happen in a presidential election year. We need to act this year to put in place a plan that begins modestly, but then has big and bold action as you go through the remaining 10 years of the budget cycle.
Do you think that the events that are going on in Japan and in the Middle East and across North Africa have changed the dynamic in terms of our economic recovery?
Yes, I think without question. Rising oil prices threaten the recovery. What's happening in Japan causes another blow to confidence. So I think there's no question that these events that are external are having an adverse effect on our own recovery, which has really been proceeding in a pretty healthy way.
Do you think the Fed should continue its $600 billion bond buying program?
Yes, I do. I think most economists now believe that that has contributed to economic recovery. But again, what is so essential is that we put in place a long-term plan that brings the debt down. And if we do it, it'll pay big dividends for job creation and for opportunity for the people that we all represent.
Democratic Senator Kent Conrad, chair of the Senate Budget Committee, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at Progressive.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today, Netflix is branching out and for the first time is producing and distributing its own show. And that has Hollywood a little concerned. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
According to entertainment blog Deadline Hollywood, Netflix is edging out cable networks HBO and AMC to produce a new 26-episode political drama for TV called House of Cards. And they're going for a blockbuster with Kevin Spacey and director David Fincher of The Social Network. It'll be the first time Netflix streams its own show to its own subscribers.
It's not surprising at all.
Philip Swan of TVPredictions.com says Netflix is sitting pretty with its 20 million subscribers, but it's also got a lot of competition coming up from behind. Amazon, Facebook, the telephone and cable companies.
So Netflix sees the future and they go, you know, we're going to have a tough time keeping those 20 million subscribers unless we provide them with content they can't get anywhere else.
The deal's likely to be expensive, $5 million an episode plus tens of millions for promotion. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, if I told you that 80% of Americans went on the internet once a week, you'd probably think that number was low. But what if I told you that 80% of Americans under the age of 5 are on the internet once a week? That is the finding from the Joan Gans Cooney Center and Sesame Workshop. All I can say is Marketplace.org is always kids-friendly, as long as the kids like quantitative easing, and I'll keep the tweets G-rated at Jeremy Hobson on Twitter. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The fate of the Russian economy is closely linked to the Russian people, and the fate of the Russian people is up in the air.
Our government is at the crossroads. If they do nothing with alcohol and tobacco, the demographic problems would increase.
Telltale signs of a shrinking population. I'm Kai Rizdal. The high costs of poor health in Russia. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.